If you're curious to know where things are going when it comes to voice commands on devices and in the world, you should not miss that new episode of the IoT Show, with Vishesh Oberoi was here to tell us everything you need to know about custom commands, which is a new cognitive service on Azure. That's today on the IoT Show. Hi everyone, thanks for watching the IoT Show. Today we'll talk about voice command for IoT scenario, and I have Vishesh Oberoi with me. Vishesh, thanks for joining the show today.
Hey, thanks, great to be here.
So Vishesh, how about you introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, so I am one of the product managers on the Azure Speech team, focused specifically on voice interaction scenarios.
So voice command, this is something that like we kind of assume with the actual digital assistants and so on, that it's like kind of a given, but it's not something trivial to implement. Tell me about this, you know, problem area and what kind of scenarios, what kind of use cases we're looking at here.
We are noticing a lot of emerging demand, you know, across voice interaction scenarios. When I think about, you know, voice enabled assistance, it could be about, you know, searching about some information, asking questions, but more importantly, thinking about completing tasks and a whole lot of different other scenarios as well. And it's almost as if voice-enabled experiences are getting more integrated into our daily lives. You know, voice is becoming more or enables more seamless and natural interaction with machines. And as you can see, like with growing, you know, use of virtual environments and using a lot more voice over digital channels, it just opens up a whole host of different possibilities. You know, as you can see with some of the industries that, you know, I've highlighted on the slide, a lot of customers are actually interested in building their own branded experiences that truly represent their brand. So, you know, you can build your own custom voices for text to speech output. At the same time, train and customize your, you know, speech and language models to really understand the domain you're in. And at the end of the day, like the principle of everything we do in cognitive services or at Microsoft in general is about giving back customers full control of their data. And so when I think about voice interaction, the rule applies here as well, where you build and customize your core voice interaction experience with, you know, having full control over your data and where it lives.
I think people will actually appreciate what we're going to see today, because the solutions we're seeing out there today, they kind of work, but, you know, we're struggling at really having systems that respond. You need to repeat several times the command. You don't know which command to pass on. So it's going to be interesting to see how you guys are addressing that.
Yeah, and that is spot on, because I think when you think about voice interaction, right, there are a lot more variables that are associated, like the way, you know, we pronounce words, like your pronunciation is different to mine. Maybe the environments we're in is different. Right now we're in our, you know, homes at the moment, but if you think about being out at the construction site or all those different environmental variables actually contribute to the degraded experience. And so you want to have a robust system that can interpret all of those. And that's actually a good segue into, you know, what we're introducing here today as well, to make it easy for anyone to build their voice commanding applications using custom commands, where custom commands streamlines the process of creating task-oriented voice applications, building a unified authoring, providing you with a unified authoring experience. And our goal really is that as a developer, we would provide you with all the tools that would get you to building a voice to stateful action change application at a much faster pace, you know, where users can say something and that leads to an action at some point in time after that action has been interpreted. Under the hood, you know, we're leveraging the best of speech and language capabilities that we already provide through Azure Cognitive Services. So that includes, you know, speech to text, language understanding, you know, being able to adapt to different ways people say things, you know, capturing spoken entities is a really big part of it. And then at the end, building a custom voice that really represents the brand that of the customers that we're working with is also of a lot of importance. And in a lot of cases, we found that customers actually felt there's a lot of cognitive load when they're trying to build some of these simple applications. So what we ended up doing was creating an abstraction on top of these existing services that really, you know, make it a lot more easier to understand these concepts and deliver a simple voice commanding solution that really satisfies, you know, scenarios where you might be going to visit a hotel and using your voice to control the room, or, you know, in my case, automating some aspects of your home and enabling, you know, turning on the lights whenever you want them to, and so on. So there are a whole host of different scenarios that we're noticing, but our goal with custom commands is to make it easy to build those experiences.
And as you were saying, with experiences that do work, I mean, that's something we're trying to bring on. So do you have an example of, you know, what to expect? Because we are all thinking about turn on my light, and I think this is the Hello World demo of custom commands, I hope we'll see that one. But, you know, can you show me an actual example of what an application leveraging full power or potential of custom commands would look like?
Yeah, and I think, like, I even think about the environment we're living in right now. You know, think about COVID and think about, you know, us working remotely, and think about in our current environment, voice and contactless experiences playing a fairly important role. This video snippet that I've got on my screen right now is a feature from earlier this year at Build, where there is a convergence of physical and digital worlds. And one such example is using voice technology to, you know, deliver food for curbside deliveries using voice interaction. So there is a Boston Dynamics Spot robot, and it's being controlled with voice commands that were built with custom commands, as you can see with the GIF that I've got on there.
Awesome. Well, I guess now that we are teased, it's time to go to a demo, right? That Hello World demo about, you know, doing something with custom commands.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive right into a quick demo. So in here, what I've got is on the right-hand side, I've got a virtual room set up. So just simulating a real room environment. And on the left-hand side, I've got my test window from custom commands. And before we actually, you know, dive into how to build it, let me just show you the scenario itself. So I'll use my voice. Switch on the TV, please. Can you switch off the lights in the bathroom? Actually, can you make it a bit cooler? 5 degrees. So as you can see, I was using simple voice commands. In this case, I did not need to use any keywords. I was just throwing commands at it. I had a bit of variation in how I was expressing it, but really what I'm trying to do is extract these entities like TV, like lights, the context of which lights I'm talking about. I don't want all the lights to be off, but just the ones in the bathroom. Similarly, you know, having some level of turn concept as well, where you can say that you want it to be a bit cooler, but by how much, and you can configure all of those things. So let's switch over to the custom commands authoring window. And when you first open up your app, you kind of start off with this pane here that allows you to feed some example sentences. There is a fallback command that sort of handles all the things that you haven't configured. But more specifically, you can create dozens of different commands. In my case, showing the example that I had just before, I have a turn on and off command where I've given some sample sentences or example sentences. And I've defined the different ways I anticipate my users to actually use when they're speaking to this device that I'm planning on deploying. So in my case, you know, it could be as simple as turn it on and off. And as you can notice, there is no real information on what am I trying to, you know, turn on and off here. So I can configure a rule for that, whereby if there is no device mentioned and there is no context mentioned, you can go back and actually, you know, ask those questions as well, as I've specified in the interaction rules. So In the first instance, if I haven't specified the device, I can just go back to the user asking, hey, which device are you really talking about? And based on that response, I can configure my parameters that I'm looking forward to through the subject device as I've defined here. And once you've actually configured this interaction experience, you would then want to, you know, define what are the different ways or different devices that you want to support in building this. So in my case, I have string as my type of parameter that I'm trying to configure, but you can actually use some of the other pre-built ones as well. And this will be an ever-growing list where you can actually use date, time, geography, and so on. Or you could actually configure with an external catalog as well. So you can bring your own catalog. And we've seen that with instances where, you know, you might want to control your TV box or, you know, some larger customers thinking about, you know, their inventories and warehouse and so forth. So you can actually plug in a lot of that information. Now, lastly, if you think about the demo that I had this concept of simulating a room, and that room required some state and some backend behind it. So for that, we have full support for web endpoints where, in my case, I have a simple, you know, API built on Azure Functions running here with simple headers that I can set up and so on. And so for every condition that I want to complete or every command that I want to complete, I basically make a direct request to an API with the appropriate query parameters that actually helps me execute on that action, which leads to a change in the UI as you saw in my first demo.
I see. So you're basically, so you're creating your custom commands models, right? You're not training them because actually the cognitive service itself is trained for all of that. And then you re-inject these commands that the model has determined you are actually asking is sent as a command through a REST API. That's what I mean, right?
Exactly. And in a lot of cases, if you're looking for voice in and voice out experience, you can actually have additive actions as well. So you could actually, upon handling those completion rules, you could say that, hey, these are my required aspects that I want to before I complete an action. Then you define what kind of endpoint you want to, you know, change the state on. But additionally, you could actually go off and say, hey, once I've actually completed my rule and updated my APIs and my backends, I want to respond with a speech response back there. And so what you saw here was not just text response back, but this was also an audio response back. And in fact, once you've configured all of these rules here, you can actually go into the settings tab and pick a custom voice, choose one of our pre-built custom voices, or using the custom voice function of Azure Speech, you can actually import voices that are much more human-like or built using a voice font specifically for your use case.
That's pretty impressive. So let me ask you also, so REST APIs for your commands were passing by, but are you looking also into things like functions or logic apps or other things like that?
Absolutely. So our goal is to meet where the developers are and what the best different options we can provide to, you know, help facilitate that integration. So at the moment, we thought that let's go with generic web API based integration. But in the future, we definitely have seen a couple of customers sort of ask us about, you know, how can we much more deeply integrate with Azure Functions? And the first step in that direction would be by providing support for things like Azure Key Vault so that, you know, you have secrets managed in a certain way. And then we would also think about, you know, integrating that with logic apps as well. That would really help make that flow so much easier to execute upon.
Well, Vivesh, that's pretty impressive. So let's look at how it works. Tell me a bit more about how you get to build your custom commands applications.
Absolutely. So let's walk through an architecture real quick. So working with, you know, customers and thinking about when you're deploying these voice-enabled experiences onto a device and delivering that to the end users, it's really important to think about, you know, the environment in which the app would be used. Is it noisy? Do we need custom acoustic support for it? Or even some simple things like, you know, having a good quality microphone that can you know, process audio that can do a lot of noise cancellation, that can do a lot of, you know, echo reduction and so forth. For that, Microsoft has its own audio processing stack that, you know, you could leverage or bring your own as you like. And again, the application on device can, at that point in time, choose what the user experience there would be. Do we need a custom keyword or not? And with custom keywords, for example, Hey Cortana is a custom activation keyword for Cortana. And similarly, other assistants have those as well. And through our Azure custom keyword service, you can actually build your own custom keyword. And then using the speech SDK, you can, you know, stream that audio up along with the application state, along with all the environmental factors that you might want to stream as well. So we support end-to-end, you know, communication using the speech SDK that allows you not just to stream audio, but also all the stateful variables that would be important for processing that information. We've got the Direct Line Speech service, which has a unique architecture. We've ensured to co-host a lot of the services in Azure so that you get the least amount of latency. And at the same time, a single round trip through to Azure back to your device so that you don't have to go through and make multiple calls to Azure for every step of the way. So starting off with speech recognition, then using custom commands for your, you know, processing of that voice input, potentially, you know, enhancing that experience by using our language capabilities as well. Custom commands itself behind the scenes leverages Lewis to understand the spoken entities. And then on the way out, you know, you could use speech synthesis or custom voice, as I was talking about, that allows you to build that experience that represents your brand in a custom way. And on the way out, not just pass the TTS audio, but also, you know, pass in very specific events such as bot activities that would help you, you know, make a stateful action on device. In a lot of different cases, I've seen, you know, customers build their own custom hardware, and there is full support for that using the speech devices SDK, or, you know, leverage one of the existing devices like myself, who, you know, as a hobbyist developer, I've got a Raspberry Pi as well that I just started building a simple demo on so I can control the lights in my room, because I particularly do not enjoy using, you know, one of the other public assistants. And this way I have full control over my data and how I use it.
I think we're going to have to see a demo with your Raspberry Pi, right?
So I've just disabled the background, and what I've got here is a Raspberry Pi. Again, nothing fancy here, just connected to the Ethernet cable. And what I ended up doing was spend one of my weekends using the TP-Link, plugs that you can get off any web store online. And it's fairly easy to, you know, buy any of the other ones as well. The reason I chose TP-Link was because it actually has an SDK as well, including a command line tool as well. And using our samples repo on GitHub. So on GitHub, we've got our voice assistance repo that we'll share in the show notes as well. We've got a few different samples. If you want to actually deploy any of the demos I showed you, you can go on to custom commands and look at our demos repository, and it has one single command line interface deploy that you can actually use with a single script. But at the same time, we have different client apps for you to use as well. In my case, I ended up using the C++ client app running on Raspberry Pi. So let me switch over to my code here. And I took the demo that I just showed you, and I just extended it by, you know, getting some additional details and introducing a new device type, new context type, sorry, called Office. So let's see if this works or not. So I'm going to run this and start listening for a custom keyword. And can we just take a moment and talk about how beautiful the editing experience is with Visual Studio Code? The remote session just works spotlessly. I've got Raspberry Pi running on my local network, hosted, and I'm going to now use my voice to control the office light. Okay, computer, turn on the office light. There we go, success. Okay, computer, turn off the office light. as you can see, all I did in this case was use my voice command. I had a custom key. I had a keyword for OK Computer, but you can customize and build your own keyword. And I was, in this case, using the TP-Link Smart Home API and just setting the power state of one of my smart plugs that I've got here to switch on and off the light. And if you think about how simple it was to set this up, just think about the different possibilities that you can actually start, you know, as a hobbyist, start automating parts of your home by building your own app and also learning new technologies.
That's pretty compelling indeed. Pretty straightforward and easy to implement. I think you mentioned a few things that are very interesting, and I would like to give you an opportunity to kind of like offer the key takeaways, and then I have a couple of questions for you.
Cool. So again, like our goal really is here to make it easy for anyone to, you know, get started and start building a custom voice commanding app that is suited for the experiences that, you know, folks are trying to build for. Build it unique and of course on the principle of ensuring that all data, all insights at the end of the day are owned by the customers and developers that are building these experiences. As call to actions, you know, I would, you know, suggest folks to check out our documentation at akmsspeech.cc docs, as well as our extensive lineup of samples that are available on GitHub open source as well. And would love to see what folks build and would love to hear some feedback as well.
We'll make sure that you have feedback from our audiences. And before I let you go, Vishesh, I have a couple of questions. So what we've seen here is a device that basically leverages an SDK to contact and work directly with the backend. But in IoT scenarios, we also like to think about, you know, the management of the device, and we have IoT Hub and IoT Central managing these devices. And we also have a technological IoT Edge that people know well, allow running some of that intelligence from the cloud at the edge. What is your vision in terms of how custom commands, you know, we're seeing here the basics of how you can leverage from a device, but how will you integrate with the IoT services that Azure provides? And are you envisioning longer term an IoT Edge implementation or way of doing things?
Fantastic question. In fact, like in the last hour before this recording, we were just talking about that. And I think if I think about different aspects of how someone were to build this solution, you know, for their homes is vastly different than enterprise environment where you're trying to deploy to, you know, potentially thousands of devices, especially talking about hotel rooms, right? And in those cases, you know, we imagine it there to be a potential hybrid model whereby since connectivity and Wi-Fi is becoming so widely available, there will be instances where managing the service components potentially for custom commands and voice experiences could still be cloud managed, but there will be, again, a whole lot of different scenarios where customers would typically want this available, you know, for offline use as well. So we are actively thinking, designing, developing for what those options would look like, you know, and as you can imagine, using IoT Edge, a potential scenario could be, you know, thinking about containerization. You know, some of the core services and cognitive services are already available as containers that can be deployed, managed, and you know, maintained with the help of the support that IoT Edge already provides. But in the future, you know, we can also imagine scenarios where we would have even smaller footprint on some of these devices with very minimal computing power. And so we're trying to think about all of those scenarios and how can we best deliver that experience. So we don't have an answer for custom commands right now, but that is something that we're actually literally developing on right now.
And that's good timing. I'm fairly sure that we're going to have you again on the IoT show to actually show us that, because now we can't wait.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely. Vishesh, thanks a lot. It was a great demo, great introduction to custom commands. I recommend you guys go to the links that Vishesh mentions and that we actually going to add in the description here. Thanks again, Vishesh. Thanks everyone for joining on the IoT show today. And don't forget to subscribe. See you soon. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.